We're here today at the Bayer Advocacy Forum talking with Adrian Percy, Head of Global Research and Development for Bayer. Mr. Percy, tell me a little bit about what you talked about yesterday. Your message was that basically that agriculture is in a golden age for innovation and technology. Can you kind of expand on that?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on in agriculture, and what's really exciting right now is the fact that we're seeing a lot of investment coming from outside of ag that we haven't seen for many years. So, for instance, we're seeing a lot of venture capital, a lot of private equity investment, but also companies that traditionally haven't been associated with agriculture getting involved. Companies like IBM, believe it or not, and Google. And so this is going to actually, I think, promote a next generation of technology and innovation, because also in science and technology, there are a lot of advancements right now. So all of this is coming together to be really, really exciting in terms of creating a kind of innovation ecosystem within agriculture.
Where is some of that investment going? You know, you mentioned three different areas that agriculture has seen kind of a lift in that.
Yeah, so there are a number of different areas that the investment is going into. I mean, three that are particularly interesting to us, and which we think to a degree could be somewhat transformational, are digitalization, plant breeding, and soil microbiome or soil health. So maybe just to go through those real quick. I mean, with the digitalization, of course, I think many of us are very familiar with a lot of the tools which are now coming onto the market. We're seeing devices such as drones being taken up by growers, for instance, to use for scouting or even spraying on their operations. And we're going to see a lot more of these types of really useful, very precise tools, I think, coming onto the marketplace. With plant breeding innovation, maybe you've heard of CRISPR-Cas and these kind of gene editing tools. This is going to allow plant breeders to really be much more effective and efficient on bringing new varieties to the marketplace, and perhaps also allow them to actually bring different attributes into the crop. So, you know, working on things such as abiotic stress or increase productivity, increase yield. And then the final one is kind of the most intriguing to me, which is soil health. I mean, a lot of us are talking about soil health right now. Of course, farmers across the nation know the value of soil and are continually trying to make sure that their soils are healthy. But I think there's a lot of research going on now looking at the bacterial structure of soil. That's going to lead to products coming onto the market which will help, for instance, plants with nutrient uptake and nutrient management. And I think these will also be valuable to farmers.
How important are these innovations and these developments in science right now with a growing population and that demand for a sustainable food supply? How important is that right now?
I think it's absolutely essential, because even if here in the US we enjoy an abundant food supply, that's not the case elsewhere in the world. And I think what we need to do, of course, is ultimately produce more on less land because of urbanization, because of land going out of production for various different reasons. So we need, and we believe at least, we need science and innovation to help us do that. And I think a lot of these different innovations will help increase productivity, but not at the expense of sustainability on the farm. In other words, we'll be able to manage our soils more effectively and perhaps, you know, reduce in some case even nutrient and other inputs because of a more precise application methodology.
I think this is all an area that farmers probably understand. What about the public, the more general urban areas? Are they on board with this?
That's the big catch, because all of this wonderful innovation, all this wonderful technology, it doesn't amount to much if there's not public acceptance on the other side. And, you know, we've seen a divide grow over the past decades, I would say, where, you know, we know that, you know, only 2% of the population is actually farming, and of course 100% of us are consumers of food. And that divide has led, I think, in some cases to public mistrust of agriculture, of modern agriculture in particular, and I think that's something we have to regain and work on, and that's basically a job for all of us working in the industry, whether it be someone coming from Bayer or someone working on the farm itself. I think that's a task we all have to take very seriously.
Would you say there's enough innovation going on in agriculture right now to meet our future needs?
I believe we have the science and technology. Now, I'm not going to say we couldn't use some more investment in ag, because agriculture traditionally has been underinvested in, I would say, from the outside. If you compare with industries like the healthcare industry or engineering or IT. So we need always that investment. But what I do believe is that science has evolved and is continuing to evolve to a state where we can feed the world, but we need that public acceptance on the other side, because, again, we need those tools to be deployed. And that's going to also, you know, depend on how the public sees them.
So I'll just leave you with this. What is Bayer doing right now? What's in the pipeline here in the future?
So, you know, we're working on a lot of things. Of course, one of the things that's a top priority right now is working through the regulatory approvals for the merger with Monsanto, and that's going very well, and we expect closing in early 2018. But in the meantime, we carry on developing a number of crop protection products, a number of biological products. That's one area we see as a growth industry, either as foliar sprays to control pests and diseases, or perhaps as seed treatments to help enhance plant vigor and plant growth. And then, of course, our seeds business as well is very important to us.